100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is actually a pick two. It burns, fair, value added, horse glue, and evolution. Let's go ahead and enjoy the stories. And if you have a story on this and you're taking a little extra time on it, that's okay. I'll post it up on the feed in a separate post. Here we go.
Tora Brazino here, after a rather long absence, with a story on horse glue and evolution. For violin making, marquetry, and carpentry, there's nothing like horse glue. But ever since petrol displaced horses, it has been scarce and expensive. So we've bypassed evolution and genetically engineered the glue horse, Equus glutinosus. It produces so much glue that it accumulates in a reservoir under the skin of its belly. An implanted spigot allows it to be drained at regular intervals, a gallon at a time. When the horse must be retired, the whole body can be rendered for glue. Scarcely anything will be left of it afterwards. The flesh of Equus glutinosus is toxic and should be avoided.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 1018 with a prompt of, well, it's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Patrick held up a phone with a FaceTime video of the wave building up to crash down on the Five Sisters Coven. As it approached the shore, it had grown to 15 feet in height. "Thanks for your help, Billy," Patrick said. "That's some real value added to Sabrina's power." "Don't get too excited, Patty," Bilbert said, with his hand still on Sabrina's bare neck. "Sabrina is still the one in control." The tidal wave stopped, 10 feet from shore, like a stationary water wall. The women ran for higher ground. "Looks like you failed," Bilbert said. "It burns, doesn't it?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I believe we're on 1017, which is exactly 1,000 shows ago when I came in. There's a phrase which used to be in movies where, "This is where I came in. Onward to the next 1,000. And my story for this week is called Skibidi Tree Friends. The evolution of American language has taken a sharp right-hand turn. Due to algo gatekeeping, Gen Alpha has had to speed up creating terms to stay one step ahead of the media wasteland. It's no longer about value-added content for kids to claim their own voice. It's the lifeblood of their cultural center. As a boomer, it would be easy to discount the humor of alphas as pure nonsense. But that's the point. The powers that be are quite mad. So truly, why spend the time to sift out deeper meaning? I say, skibidi this. 6-7. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She waited for the bus. A bus drove by, and she waited. Another bus drove by, and she waited. "Is the fare too much for you, dear?" asked an old lady trying to help. She shook her head and waited. The bus stop had a small bench. She sat down, her legs so heavy. "I'm so tired," she thought. "So tired. Why are people screaming?" Their panic seeping through her haziness. Perhaps it was time. Yes. But she had already done it. The bus stop was taken by the flames. "It burns! It burns!" was the last thing she heard. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I take my job as senior product developer for the Spanish Inquisition very seriously. It's not only the evolution of new and novel methods of cruel and inhuman torture techniques, but I focus on the quality of the torture we dispense too. So I've set up a focus group of customers to gain helpful feedback. For example, it's not enough to simply scream, "It burns." I want to know how badly. Is it a pain that lingers and grows worse over time? Can you give it a rating on a scale of 1 to 10? Torture. Continuously improving since 1478.
Good morning, this is Richard, and here's my pick two story. I think I've used two anyway. It's called Unstuck. My son developed an interest in model making, and like so many of his hobbies, I ended up funding the majority of it. But I reckoned it was educational and keeping him off the streets, so I never complained. I'd be tasked with finding model kits, tools and supplies, paint, the standard fare for such activities. Then one day, he asked for horse glue. It took me ages to find, and a very unpleasant trip to the local abattoir. "What's this?" he asked suspiciously. "Glue. Made from horses? Like you wanted?" "No, stuff for gluing horses. For my model farm." That's it. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is just called Him. As first dates go, it was okay. We met, we ate. He invited me back to his. He made me pay my half of the cab fare. His flat was immaculate, clinically clean, but an overwhelming smell of what I can only describe as horse glue. How many red flags did I ignore? Reader, I married him. The first time I questioned his behaviour was in the dark years later, prompted by the barrister. You'd know him. His crimes had been front page news. For so long, he was a household name. That smell, I could still almost taste it. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's an easy scam, really. Get a bunch of rookies hooked on poker or blackjack or some other game. Rig the game so they're deep in debt. To pay off the debt, they ease up on their game or fake an injury for a bit. Maybe pass along things the public doesn't know, like a teammate spending too much time in the training room. What sport is this? What league? All of them. Because gladiators are stupid, and suddenly rich gladiators are stupider. Don't let that year or two in college fool you. They didn't learn a thing in there.
Well, there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics that you can see at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I'm not going to read them again. You can't make me. Nah, nah. Anyway, the next topic is assistive technology. So go ahead and get those thinking caps on, get those writing pens in your hands, get those creative keyboards going. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.